number 72. 72. Come, let us all unite to sing, God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises bring, God is love. Let every soul from sin away, each in his heart sweet music make, and may sing with us.
Two notes, it's two beats of the open notes. So that's kind of what it is.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the song, so
sweet the sound of Jesus' sound.
Sweet. Let's go ahead and mark our books at number 686.
Let's see.
686. And let's turn to number 210. 210.
Amen.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I'm His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I stay in the garden with Him, though the night around me be falling, but He bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I'm His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Amen. I've got about one more in me. Any others?
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne, and thus surround the throne. We're marching on to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound, and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching on to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Amen.
Number 255, please. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin.
How sweet, how heavenly is the sight when those that love the Lord in one another's peace delight and so fulfill the word. Love is the golden chain that binds the happy souls
everything, as you have.
Let's sing this song between the night. Oh, it's a good song, a great song for you.
Beautiful robes of white, beautiful land of light, beautiful home so bright, where there's a tunnel of light, beautiful crown of white, shining bright over there, young mansions fair, gathers back, beautiful robe, beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful land. Beautiful mansions, bright gatherings there. Beautiful things on high, over in yonder sky. Thus I shall leave this shore, counting my treasures o'er, where we shall never die. Carry me by and by, never to sorrow, more heaven's shore. Beautiful road. Oh, sweetest.
154.
It may be in the valley where countless dangers hide. It may be in the sunshine that I in peace abide. But this one thing I know, if it be dark or fair, if Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me, where'er I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. The judgments of my Lord, it is but mine to follow the leadings of his word. But if to go or stay, or whether here or there, I'll be with my Savior content anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to be where'er I may be.
Sinner, harden not thy heart, be saved.
Father, we thank you for the love that you had for us in sending your Son to the world, down the cross for our sins. We're thankful that we can gather around this table to take of this loaf, which represents the body that hung on that cross, and may the God so might be pleasing to thee. In Jesus' name. Thanks, our Heavenly Father, for this cup, the fruit of thine, which represents that blood that was shed upon the cross. Again, Father, we pray that the ones that take of it and do so in the manner be pleasing to thee. In Jesus' name.
Have any other announcements this evening?
This afternoon, about 3 o'clock, I thought that Miss Patsy Wise would be by home by that time. So I began to text her a message in regards to glad to have you worship with us today and hope that your trip home was good. And then I received during the time of fixing that up and everything, I received her email, which said the following: I so much enjoyed visiting with y'all today. Everyone is so sweet and caring. It warms my heart. Thank you for lunch, because I didn't think I said, told you about that for the night. And I made it home safe and sound. Thank you and your congregation for Christ. She asked me a question before she left today. She may not know the answer to it, but said, I want to know if the brethren there at Crockett told you anything about a young lady who was 18 years of age or 12 years of age that remembered what you taught in Bible class over there at Oklahoma and came to visit with you at Crockett. And I said, all they ever said about it was they're glad you came and visited with us. They're glad that you wanted to Bible study that day. They're glad that you saw your need to obey the gospel that day and the water was fed. Baptize you in Christ. And they rejoiced at that. And they kept up the question about how you were doing in progress of this illness that you have. She's facing some heavy stuff in regard to this colon and the cancer that's there. But they have worked at it steadily already with all the chemicals that they've done. And they feel like this is the best way to treat it right now. And they've done everything in that range that we know that they do, with others too. And so maybe it's going to work out real well for her, I hope so for her. And she's a special person, and we're glad that she did. And somebody remembers from 10 years of age, your Bible class that you teach, and the emphasis that you give to things, and wants to come see you again later on to check out some things in the Bible. I said, very glad to hear you come over there to study the Bible. Appreciate that. So she made her way over here today. She drove herself over here today. She was not able to drive at all the 1st of December. Her cousin Hope drove her over here in the back seat of that pickup truck that she was in. She could not do that. The cancer is of a place that's located in a colon area that really hurts her to do that. But it has now been treated in such a way that she has the ability to do this, and she wanted to test herself out and see if that'd be right. She called her before she left out today to tell her she was coming on her own over here on a trip. And Hope said, well, I can't
help you if you have a problem. But she said, maybe you won't have a problem. And she did. She's glad to tell Hope she had a good trip. All right.
Let's turn to number 94. 94. And after this song, J.L., would you lead us in prayer?
Each step of the day, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand, he leads the way. And with each breath, I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day, each step I take. I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer.
Thank you.